Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is February the 3rd, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Leviticus chapters 10 to 12. Our God is a consuming fire. As we begin reading Leviticus chapter 10, we are startled by the sudden turn of events that has happened among the priestly leadership of Israel. Immediately after assuming the priestly ministry, Nadab and Abihu, the two sons of Aaron the high priest, each took a censer, put fire and incense in it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which God had not commanded them. Immediately there was a swift punishment from God through fire, which devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. This incident reminds me about the swift judgment of God against Ananias and Sapphira in Acts chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, due to which they died too suddenly for lying to God. This was shortly after the glorious experience of the 120 disciples through the baptism of the Holy Spirit, who came down as divided tongues of fire. In the case of Nadab and Abihu, God told very clearly through Moses the three reasons why he imposed the death penalty upon the priests of God. Number one, they offered profane fire before the Lord, which God had not commanded them. Number two, they did not regard God and His tabernacle as holy. Number three, they did not give glory to God before the people. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 31 warns us, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God." If God had imposed swift judgment on Nadab and Abihu and Ananias and Sapphira, He would not hesitate to judge us as God's ministers as well today if we cross the line in our ministry. This refers to all those preachers who stretch the word of God to preach their own ideas, or those prophets who prophesy falsely about things that God had never told them to speak, or those faith healers who try to showcase healings that never happened, or those worship leaders whose songs do not give glory to God, or even those Bible teachers who are twisting God's word to teach false doctrines in order to satisfy their church traditions. Let us remember this. Our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29.